Welcome back to another X1 Bros. We're recording this early morning on a Saturday. I think we've done a Saturday once before, but I'm not sure we've ever done morning.
No, I don't.
And when we say early morning, it's 10:30. So
it's 10 a.m.
It's,
yeah.
It's our early.
after a big Friday night.
Welcome back, everybody. If you've listened to the show for a while and you'd like to support us, you can do so. YouTube.com/X1Bros. Become a member there. It's a good time. You get a sweet, sexy X loyalty badge. You get some cool emotes and emojis. And you get access to the members lounge. There is a members lounge happening today. It's a special show we do where we hang out with our members right after the show. You only get access to it if you're a member. Anyways, thank you everybody for your support. In fact, the boy Will just dropped a tier one wingman status. Thank you very much for boy Will. Appreciate it. Appreciate everybody and all of your support. Also, if you just listen to us over on any podcast platform, just rate, review, and subscribe to us there. Leave us a 5-star review wherever you listen to us. It very much helps. PlayStation 5, the Sea of Thieves saga continues. A few weeks ago, we learned that Sea of Thieves was one of the games going to PlayStation. A lot of moron influencers on Twitter were like, no, this is stupid. What are they doing? And that's my impression of them, by the way.
Good
and
job.
Thank you. It's pretty accurate. And Sea of Thieves, I think it's smart. I think it makes sense that it's Sea of Thieves, that it's going multi-platform. It introduces you to Game Pass, for instance. Anyways, pre-orders are up for Sea of Thieves. It goes live, next month, I think, over on PlayStation? On PlayStation 5, it is the top pre-ordered game, beating out games like MLB The Show, absolutely giant in the U.S., Star Wars Battlefront Classic Edition, Dragon's Dogma 2, Elden Ring, Shadow of the Entry, and Rise of Ronin on pre-orders. In the U.K., it's in the number one. Oh, also, by the way, you want to know what's in the number one spot? Not the standard edition. The Deluxe $70 edition. That's in the number one spot. In the U.K., it's in the number one spot. And then the standard edition is at the number 4 spot. And the deluxe edition is at the number 10 spot. So Sea of Thieves just absolutely dominating over on the pre-orders on PlayStation. This is what it tells me. And I've thought about it a lot this week. I did a video on it earlier in the week. And I think two things. I think this idea that Xbox doesn't make as high-quality games as PlayStation is actually false. Mm-hmm. What they don't make is a specific type of high-quality game where PlayStation has dominated. And what they also don't do is market as well as PlayStation. I am convinced of that going through this week, going through the last couple months, in the last year or so, at Xbox versus PlayStation, seeing PlayStation make the exact same moves as Xbox and not get drugged through the mud. I actually think it has less to do. I do think there is a media bias, for sure. But I think it's less to do with that and more to do with PlayStation is just better at marketing their hardware and marketing their experiences. The fact that Sea of Thieves is in the top on PlayStation shows that a lot of people over on PlayStation want to play this game, have been dying to play this game, and haven't been able to. Now, there's one moron, again, I'm talking to you, whoever you are, who left me a comment in my chat and was like, actually, it's a lot of people leaving Xbox to go play on PlayStation. Okay.
No, so earlier this week, it was number one pre-order. And that's why all the news stories came out. As of today, in our region, which is America.
United States.
Yeah. The deluxe edition is number 5.
Okay.
And the standard edition is number 9.
Oh, okay. So still top 10.
So still top 10, yeah.
Very solid. Here's the thing, though. Dragon's Dogma, I think as you lead up and get closer, Dragon's Dogma overtook. That's dropping in a week, next week.
Yeah, next week. So I'm curious, as we get into April, I think it'll go back to the top, top spot as we get closer. Because as you get closer, you get more pre-orders.
So I think Xbox has just this high-quality games. I think they're multiplayer service type of games where Microsoft has dominated and they've not done as good a job at selling those games or experiences, at FOMOing players and a wider, broader audience as Xbox has, or as PlayStation has done with their single-player games. And Xbox has the better AAA single-player experience games. Spicy, agree with me, disagree with me?
Xbox has the better single-player
AAA? PlayStation.
Okay, yeah.
Sorry.
That was a long question. What was your question?
I just said, agree or disagree with me that Xbox has... I think this proves... To me, this is indicative, Maybe it doesn't prove it, but it's indicative that Xbox actually has just as good of games as PlayStation. They're just different type of games, a different style.
Well, yeah, I've known that for, yeah. I think everybody who plays on Xbox understands that. I mean.
Except for a few influencers.
Well, I don't think they play on Xbox. I mean, we've said that for years. There are specific spots that Xbox kind of misses out on when compared. I would say like single player
cinematic experiences.
I would also say although they're getting better, like the JRPG scene, they have been lacking. And I know that you can see that over the course of many years, Xbox is trying to fill those gaps because that's where Xbox has lacked. But Xbox has always dominated when it came to racing. Let's say Forza.
Yeah.
Excluding some, you know, the problems that Halo had. Halo has always been a dominating.
IGN gave it a 9.
Halo Infinite.
Halo Infinite, yeah.
Yeah, that's... No. We were talking about that before the show.
I love when IGN gets community noted. That's on Twitter. It's hilarious.
That's what we were talking about, because what were they doing?
They were criticizing Halo, and then they got community noted. Basically, Halo sucks, Xbox has no games. I can't remember the gist of it, something along those lines. And then community notes were, IGN gave Halo Infinite a 9 out of 10 upon review.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say a lot of multiplayer experiences dominate on Xbox, I would say. Granted, I'm not saying PlayStation doesn't have a good space there as well.
And to be fair, PlayStation has kind of started to fill that gap a little bit.
Sure.
Especially since like the 360 era. Because in the 360 era, Xbox just
set up its game. Dominated multiplayer. You can kind of see with the success of Sea of Thieves also why PlayStation went after a Destiny. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because of these types of experience, I think they see in their research, their market research, will do well on PlayStation.
Well, and I mean, PlayStation, this was like, 6-7 years ago, they purchased the rights to advertise Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Because in the 360 era, Call of Duty was Xbox.
Yeah.
That's where it was.
Bleed green.
Yeah, it was, and that shifted because they saw the power in that. So, yeah. I don't think what you're saying is incorrect. I think that's been, I feel like that's a common knowledge, David, that... Yeah. That what you're saying is that. So I agree with, to answer your question, yes, I agree with you.
Okay. Jordan, anything to add, take away? Now, have you jumped in yet? I re-downloaded Sea of Thieves because...
Oh, yeah, I play Sea of Thieves randomly. I
plan on smashing some ponies.
As soon as I hit Pirate Legend, I slowed down a little bit.
Oh, yeah? But we're jumping in when...
This is exciting for everybody. It's just like when Guild Wars 2 launched on Steam or when games come to different platforms. I'm going to log in, I believe it's April 30th. Just because I think the your server can only handle so many ships and people, but I think it's going to be full again. You're going to see new players. You're going to shoot them with cannons because they don't know what they're doing. Yep. So you're finally going to win your PvP matches. But you're finally going to win.
Hey, I never lost, man.
You're not going to play against the sweaty pirates out there that are just dominating. This is exciting for everybody, for Xbox players, because you're going to get a huge influx of players, more people to play with. It is cross-platform, correct?
I assume so, yeah. I think it is, yeah. Are we going to verify? You want me to verify that?
Well, I was looking at David.
It's cross-platform. It's cross-platform, cross-play. Sure? Yeah, 100%.
So, which is very exciting. Anyway, I'm excited for it. And I think a lot of Sea of Thieves players are excited for it because, again, I don't know if anybody played Guild Wars when it launched on Steam. But it's that same idea. When people would log into Guild Wars...
Reinvigorated the life.
Well, yeah, and you had all of these high-level players just hanging out in the starting zones, and they're like, oh my goodness, I can't believe...
You're talking Guild Wars 2?
Yeah, Guild Wars 2, when it launched on Steam. Yeah. You had all these high-level... I remember you had all these high-level players hanging out in the starter zones thinking like, oh man, look at all these people logging in. This is great, you know, because it's good. And I think Sea of Thieves is a perfect game to come over.
Guild Wars 2 is the last game I purchased. In a box, sorry.
I'm thinking. What are you
store,
about? You
just purchased. In a box. That is the last game. I remember it distinctly. That box cover art was fantastic, by the way. I wish I still had those. Those are like...
Didn't you purchase Red Dead Redemption 2? Oh, you tried to, but it didn't come with the game. You bought like weird collector.
Spent $100 for just the chest.
Yeah.
That I think Jordan has now.
Yeah, you gave it to me. So I was like, oh, okay, yeah, cool.
That's right.
It's got some cool stuff in it.
It was $100 that you assumed it came with the game.
Yeah, it didn't come with the game.
Not even a digital copy.
No, but the last game I bought to play is PC game, especially, was Guild Wars 2 in a box. And then things happened quickly. That Steam really, when it took off, it took off.
Did you, what about any Nintendo stuff? Because I...
Oh, yeah. No. That's true. Nintendo stuff I have... because the way that Nintendo works, it's so stupid. It's actually better to have the cartridge.
Yeah.
Like, it's the only one that is better to have the physical than the digital.
Yeah. Well, and then you can resell it at, like, full value.
Yeah, and Nintendo does not drop. You buy it at 50, you sell it at 49. That's, like, how it works. How it works. I actually think that there's going to be a giant... There already is, really, for, like, the 64, Nintendo 64, for the GameCube. The GameCube prices have jumped on collecting physical discs. I think we're going to see that for the Xbox One and the PlayStation 4, and that will be like the last big physical, and the Nintendo, obviously the Nintendo still does it, but the last big physical collectors resell industry.
You think Xbox One? I don't think, I mean, that'll probably happen, but I don't think it will for like 20 years.
Well, I think because it's just going away so quickly, I bet you within the next 5.
Now, I do not see Chumlee on Pawn Stars buying... You know,
360.
No, sorry. I'm not saying that it's going to be like hundreds of dollars. What I'm saying is you'll be able to resell used physical Xbox One cases and games for at least what they originally sold for.
Yeah, but that's because they still work on the Series X.
What? Yeah, I guess the Series X still has a disc. Well,
What I'm saying is just that physical copies, I think it's shifted to like what vinyl records are now. Vinyl records have this like cool collector's feel.
Yeah, but
to
vinyl.
Them.
I don't know if I agree with you yet. I would agree that like later in 20 years you might get that, but vinyl, you have audio files that are like,
it's the purest form of audio.
It's so warm.
I love that crackling.
Yeah, but it's not. You can't do that with the optical disc. Is just
no. You can. It's cool to look back at like the 64 cartridges, 60-second
loading screens. It's not. You're not going to have the same argument there.
Yeah, but there's a few channels that I followed that all they do is resell video game stuff, and that industry is booming.
Well, but they're not selling Xbox One discs.
They are. They are. Yeah.
Probably depends on the game too.
Oh, definitely depends on the game for sure.
Yeah, they're not selling Blink. Oh, Brink. That's
actually
Brink.
They might, depending on how many of those.
Oh, yeah. I guess if it was, yeah, it's the extremes, right? Yeah. The really good ones and the really bad.
The really good ones and the really bad ones will all rise to the top.
But
there.
Hey, going back to Sea of Thieves, I'm actually very curious to see their numbers on April 30th because not only are you getting the PlayStation influx, but you're also getting the start of a new season, season 12.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to be a big day for them. So good for Rare.
Yeah.
And I'm excited for the PlayStation players to come in and
it's the dawn of
a
new era.
Be shot by my cannons.
And it's exciting. Let's do this. Let's before we move on to any closing thoughts, Spicy, on the Sea of Thieves PlayStation 5 success here?
No, it's super cool to see a game get as much attention as this game. A good game get attention like this. So and if you think about it, I mean, everybody was a lot of people were like in shell shock that this was happening, but seeing this, can you argue the fact that this is a good business move?
Oh, no. I don't think.
Seeing how much money they're on the top of the list. Sea of Thieves became the best selling pre order on PlayStation for a bit,
and still in the top 10.
Yeah, remember, we didn't buy this game.
Yeah, this I think this was like the first Game Pass game.
It was the Game Pass game.
I mean, you subscribe to Game Pass, but
this is actually hard currency purchases because this is not a Game Pass purchase. So, a 6-year-old game is was in front of Elden Ring, was the expansion for Elden Ring was in front of Dogma. It was in front of all these games. People are spending hard cash currency on this game. You can't argue the fact that this was a good business move for a company to make money.
Yeah, good business move, good consumer move.
Yeah, well, consumer move, because now you have this whole influx of of people that can play this great game.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do want to let's do some super chats here because we got a lot. Dominic DiBiaso dropped a member for 19 months, tier 2 arbiter. Thank you, Dominic. Mr. Cooper, R56 Cooper, member for 40 months at tier 1, dropped his Mr. Beast, 44 months. He says, funding democracy. Well done. That's a save democracy. It's a Helldivers reference.
Helldivers is a great game.
Yeah, thank you, Beast. It's Stu Gaming, member for 31 months, says UK number one, baby. Jeremy Zimmerman, member, tier 2 arbiter for 7 months, says top of the morning to you. Crazy seeing you all on Saturday. Thank you. It's actually kind of, I'm like refreshed. I've got some good sleep.
Yeah, David's
our usually, pets' heads are falling off.
Before the show, I always have to calm them down.
Yeah, at the end, and this week was probably my busiest week in 3 months. Man, you know how busy I've been.
Yeah,
it was a crazy week. So if it, last night,
yeah,
usually on edge.
He came in laughing today.
Like pleasant. There's an aura about me. It's pleasant. Super Shocker, huge shout out. He gifted 5 X1 Bros memberships. Thank you very much, Super Shocker. Appreciate it. Everybody who got a gifted membership, let's drop some BFFs for those gifted memberships or wingman statuses as well. And last but not least, we have Fitzy, member for 44 months at Tier 3 Cortana. Thank you, Fitzy. He says, happy Saturday, everyone. I will be enjoying mine building a gate and fixing our fence while my kids probably play Xbox, and then I'll be too tired to play. Yay for adulthood and getting old. Amen. Sucks, man. Amen to that. So thank you very much, everybody, again, for supporting the show and for that. Really very much appreciate it. Jordan,
yes,
Jordan the man, gave me his PlayStation 5 yesterday.
Happy
birthday, David.
Yeah, my youngest brother bought my gaming laptop, so I put half of that money in savings, and then I took the other half and did what I wanted with it. And I bought a PlayStation Slim.
So he got PlayStation Slim, yeah.
And I told David, so it's David's birthday this month, and I said, hey, it must suck to turn 40, have a PlayStation.
So I am downloading Helldivers because I hear it's amazing, and I don't want to play it on my I want to sit on my couch and play it, in other words.
And can I say something?
Yeah, give it to me.
Even David was like, why didn't they just release this one the first time? The PlayStation Slim, I mean, performance is this whatever, right? The same, right? But the size, it really is slim. Like it's because the PlayStation. Giant. I don't know if anybody has a PlayStation 5. Yeah, if anybody has a PlayStation 5,
want me to grab this?
It's a cables in the back. It's a talking piece. It's a big boy. It's got some weight behind it. You know, like it's a linebacker, if you will. Like it's a big console, a
monster.
And you can say like, oh well, the Xbox is big. It's just square instead of tall, or what? You could buy. Look, you cannot deny this console is huge.
Yeah, anybody that's seen
and it's heavy. Like
anybody that's seen Everybody Loves Raymond, flip that back around.
Yeah, it's and when it kind of looks like
when
something.
You know, you know.
Yeah,
when you know,
so probably
you know.
Probably a reason they got boost in sales there.
That's
at
right. Yeah, reason they got a boost in sales. But, yeah, absolutely.
No, the PlayStation Slim it isn't it, David? It's so much smaller and lighter. Not, I mean, the PlayStation's not like heavy, but it's heavier. Like when you're holding this, I don't know.
Look how big that is. It's like it's the massive size of Jordan's torso, right?
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, it's huge.
It's a PC tower.
And then like sideways, it's a big boy.
Yeah, I think the Xbox won that. This, especially with the Series S, comparatively. Granted, I know this is much more powerful than the Series S, but even the Series X, it's just. It's better for your entertainment console for sure. But anyway,
but the PlayStation Slim, whoo, that one.
So
is
I have been going through all last night, all yesterday, the PlayStation 5, the menus, customizing things, stuff like that. And I will say this: So Peter Moore did an interview this last week where he talked about the difference between Xbox and PlayStation, and he said PlayStation is a hardware company, Microsoft is a software company. PlayStation is very good at maximizing its hardware, at selling its hardware to people. And PlayStation and Xbox is making this adjustment and leaning into where they excel, which is in software, i.e. Game Pass. And going through the PlayStation 5, this is my impression for the first time. You guys have had PlayStation 5 for a while. There is a white glove feel to their menu system. When you go in, even the sounds of turning it on, how it looks, for instance, it goes to dark on the back end when you're looking at games so that the colors really pop. It does.
When you cursor over a game, the game automatically pulls to the
automatically pulls up. Like it's very smooth. Yeah. They do win presentation of their hardware. When you're in there, it feels like a white glove service.
That's how you need to find out where you need to go somewhere to change
that, I would to figure out how to turn off that bad boy yesterday.
I see
what
you're saying, David, but I completely disagree.
No, but let me finish here. Okay. In going through, there is a sex appeal to it. I'll give you an example of a game that has that sex appeal in its menus. Forza Motorsport, right now, the latest one, has that sex appeal. Their menu system
has this
posh white glove experience. Having said that, and this is where you can see PlayStation needing to adjust and stuff.
B-Boy Will in chat is my experience exactly. I still don't know how to turn off my PS5.
It did take me a while yesterday. Xbox is very functional. It's two buttons.
Well, you have to get used to the Jewel. So, like, you can long hold the Jewel and you can just tap the Jewel. Tapping the Jewel is...
That hidden button right there.
Tap it, yeah, and then it's down at the bottom and you got to go all the way over
and
to the
right. And you can't see that normally. Like, so let me change the camera angle. Where is it? Where?
No, so I will say this. I do see why. So, for instance, if I'm someone who my first console experience is a PlayStation or I'm just primarily playing on a PlayStation, I go over to Xbox, immediately there is a downgrade in presentation. In just the way it looks, the way it
going,
feels, the sounds, and stuff like that. But here is why I think PlayStation is out talking about hardware, out making the same moves that Xbox is making. Because despite all of that, I'm going through and I'm like, okay, what games will I get here? And I'm going through and it's just presented to me posh and beautiful and white glove. And I'm like, oh, that game's on Game Pass. Nope. Oh, that game's on Game Pass. Oh, my goodness. NBA 2K24, $70. I don't think so. That's coming to Game Pass next week. And so you can see, like, you've got this beautiful, optimized UI, you've got this beautiful system, this hardware that you've invested, all this, an amazing controller, and all of it means nothing because 90% of the games that I want to play outside of your first-party titles are on Game Pass. Like, the value proposition is so undeniable that I'm browsing, and outside of Helldivers, which I can get on PC also, but outside of Helldivers, because I want to play it on my couch, I bought that last night. Almost all of the games that I'm interested in playing with my, there are so many of them going through that store. You know how there's rows on the store and there's like four games on a row?
Mm-hmm.
There's at least one or two Game Pass games on each of those rows.
Yeah.
Well, for new games, when you go to the new games, latest released games.
I mean, that's the appeal to Game Pass.
And that's Game Pass. And so you can see it's like, and someone who, if you're a PlayStation gamer and you've never had an Xbox, you never had a game, you don't realize that necessarily probably. But for us, who've been there, when you jump over, you're like, I'm not paying that.
Yeah.
I'm not paying that.
It's just like, you know, that's the appeal for Game Pass. You get all those games. The appeal for PlayStation is, you know, God of War, Spider-Man, Final Fantasy.
Games that come out every 5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you can just, and so you can see, that's why the Sony CEO said, you know, we're making a shift here. It's not sustainable. The current long-term trajectory of funding these AAA titles to sell hardware.
Yeah.
And anyway, it was just the interesting observation. I was like, oh, okay, I get it. It does have this white glove feel to it, like the sounds, the presentation, even the controller, the way the controller lights up with the blue light and the way it feels, and it feels very white glove.
I know people get mad at me, and we've had people in the comments before like, oh, you guys don't know what you're talking about. The Xbox controller is fine. I'm just going to set the record straight. You're wrong. The PlayStation controller is the super. It is
outside of the Xbox's Jewel button management system is far superior.
No, the PlayStation controller feels really good. I think the impulse triggers are really cool. I mean, sure, you can argue I don't want those when I'm playing multiplayer. That's fine. We can turn them off. But the PlayStation controller with the touchpad in the middle, like, the utility of the PlayStation controller is superior. The feel of it is superior. The only slight change I would make is I prefer an offset on the joysticks. But other than that, I think it's an excellent
controller. That's a big deal for me, though.
Yeah,
the offset on the joystick is a big deal.
Especially in, like, a first-person shooter.
Jordan, I agree with everything you said, but that's weighted for me.
Yeah.
All, like, you're right on all those, but the offset joysticks is a weighted
I think that is a superior joystick placement for sure.
Yeah.
But imagine if Xbox puts all these features into their
Xbox had that controller. Yeah.
But here's the thing. Despite all of that, and let's say in a head-to-head, there's five categories. I give four of the five categories to PlayStation 5. Let's just live in that world. I don't personally, but let's live in a world where that is my cup of tea. It doesn't matter. Like, and this is why Game Pass is such a powerhouse, and Xbox really is. I say this. You guys think I'm a fanboy, or if you're watching this for the first time, you may think, oh, he's all in on. No. Go browse Game Pass. Xbox is... We're at the beginning of the Xbox domination generation, and it's because of this. I can give, let's say, 10 out of 10 for the PlayStation 5 hardware. It doesn't matter. And it beats Xbox on all fronts. You prefer the UI, blah, 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 blah. It doesn't matter, because when push comes to shove, as I'm browsing that, every game on the every line on that new game list on the PlayStation Store, MLB The Show, that's coming out. Guess where that's coming to? Game Pass. NBA 2K24. That's a big up on the store there. Guess where that's coming out? That's coming on Game Pass next week as well. Just so many of those games, new, not just old games, brand new games on Game Pass. And it's that value proposition may not be crossing console lines yet, but it's only a matter of time and they will. Yeah. Like, it's unquestionable in my mind.
I'll say, David, counterpoint. I think the PlayStation UI is horrendous. That is the only thing that makes me not want to play on that
system. Yeah, I will say the UI did confuse me, but even in that, what you want to know where they fool you?
Well, let
me tell you why they fool you, though. Because the presentation
because
of that
it has
is
string
still,
instrument playing in the background.
It's beautiful. Well, it's you know what it is? It's artistic beauty.
It's artistic fluff. And that's what it is.
Well, but, and so you ignore the fact that the UI
sucks.
Is not the greatest. But the presentation, Sony's, we've said this forever, their stage presentation is notoriously very good. The way they show off demos, their presentation has this white glove feel, this premium feel to it that Xbox has not been able to match as far as presentation, I think.
Well, and to be fair.
But it doesn't matter because Game Pass.
Well, to be fair, you guys are like, I mean, I think there can be a lot of improvements on the cross-media bar too, but... To be fair, we are very used to the Xbox interface.
Oh, it's true.
You know what I mean?
So it's true. Just,
it's like going from Windows to Mac, you know?
No, yeah, that's true. I would say it's worse. It's definitely worse. But yeah, once you get it, like...
Now, I do think I can...
sensitized to how crappy it
but
is.
But there is simple things that are better. When you browse the store, their colors... So I have my Series X, and I was doing this last night. Plugging in my Series X, plugging in the PlayStation 5 on my TV, which is top tier, looks beautiful, and going through the store, PlayStation's presentation, the games just pop on the store, and it's how it's like, it's this contrast between like this dark background with some particle effects, and then the colors on the game, it's a better presentation.
Well, it's a clean, slick look. And that's what's not like. For example, I think it's cleaner looking than the Xbox interface. The Xbox interface looks very cluttered to me right now.
Talking about the store?
No, just the general interface.
Dynamic backgrounds.
It looks
on
to me. It looks cluttered because it's just like blah, blah, blah
all the way down. Although, yeah, but the PlayStation.
But look, I can't
like 50 wide.
I can do
infinite line.
If I go to both, given I am more used to the Xbox, I can do things a lot faster on the Xbox. Now, that's by design in some situations, and other situations I'm sure it's just because I'm used to it. But that being said, the PlayStation has a sleeker look. Like, the Xbox does feel very, like they threw it. Looks they threw it all on there, you know?
Xbox is the Jeep of consoles.
The Jeep of consoles?
It's utility.
It's utility.
It's utility vehicle.
I think I disagree with both of you.
No, and having not done that, having said that, like I said, what really dawned on me yesterday was, wow, it doesn't matter. You can present it all you want, make it look as good and as shiny as you want. I'm not paying $70 for that game that I can go get on Game Pass. And
I will
the value.
I will say that. PlayStation, turning on my PlayStation in front of my whole family, my entire family, and having Jordan put the witch naked lady
from
The Witcher 3 on my thumbnail in front of everybody that, like, my nieces, nephews, and having this saggy boob.
It's a hag if you've ever had The Witcher 3.
And it was like...
Or people like, hey, what the?
Because what's funny is it starts out with mermaids, dead and or then alive. When you scroll, it changes into a hag.
It's pretty, and then it's gross.
Dead or alive, beach volleyball next.
And I'm like,
Spicy's back.
You son of a bitch.
Yeah. Reminds me.
that was funny.
Yeah. But so PlayStation, you can do that. How?
Yeah. Anyways, it was just an interesting observation. There, Pal World is apparently in acquisition talks. They confirmed that yesterday. They have said let me say this. They're open to acquisition, is what they said. And then they were asked, "Well, has Xbox approached you?" And they said, "No." Should Xbox approach a Pal World?
I don't see the point right now.
Why?
Because it's on Game Pass. It's on your. It's deal. It's exclusive to your console for the time being.
Well, I mean, Microsoft. But
why not
is,
keep it long term?
Look at what they did with Minecraft, Jordan. This Pal World could be considered
like the next Minecraft game.
I would.
Look how much money they've made from Minecraft.
Look
how strong that
not,
idea is.
I'm not trying to bash on this developer.
Oh no!
But
oh no!
Craftopia kind of fizzled out because they. Went to work on Pal World.
No.
My only concern are they going to long-term support Pal World?
There is no way Pal World, with the success that it's had, Craft World is like the beta or the alpha of Pal World. Craft World was like, let's try out Craft World, and then, these work, these don't work. Let's do this with animals.
I'm a Jordan, David.
I very much like Pal World, and I really hope preview that they continue game, to develop it.
Preview game developers... are always preview game developers.
Yeah, because, if their game does not have become the number one game in the world overnight, that's what Pal World has, and it's sustained at those levels.
Yeah. No, I mean, we'll see in the next year
Let me show you the power of Pal World. My kids know zero Pokemon. I got my kids' Pokemon cards. My kids say, this looks like, and then they refer to the lookalike Pal World name of Pokemon. Like, the IP there for future generations, this is the next, I think what you said first, this could be the next Minecraft.
I think so.
As far as success.
And to be fair, Minecraft was in early access for a long time.
But you don't think that Xbox
should? And then Microsoft bought it.
So
and
you
it
don't
out.
Think that
Xbox? Microsoft wasn't Microsoft and. Or not Microsoft.
Xbox?
Sorry. No, Minecraft was... When did they purchase it? What's his name? Is it Notch?
Notch.
Mojang. But so, when they purchased Mojang, I don't know the year. But Minecraft was in... Minecraft was Minecraft in early access
was
for a
early,
while.
Early 2000s, right?
No.
It was like 360 era, so 2008 forward.
Yeah, we're talking like 2011.
I consider that early 2000s.
Yeah.
I think he released it as Java. It was a Java... I think I bought it for $14 when it originally.
Oh yeah,
and it was just a pop up on the screen like you're playing solitaire on your PC. It was, man, I still remember playing that till 3 a.m. Dang. but it went from that and Microsoft purchasing that to what it is today. So I think Minecraft was still very big. At the time. But it wasn't what it is now.
Yeah.
Because of the power that they put behind that.
Well, that you could, they put fuel accelerant.
Yeah, it was, I mean, I think Notch outbid.
Yeah, he outbid Jay-Z and Beyonce after he purged on a mansion.
At like Malibu or somewhere. Yeah.
That was like big news.
That was, and it's like, well, because they bought it for $1 billion, right? I think
it was like literally just him, wasn't it, at the time? Maybe a couple other people, but it was like very small studio.
So he goes in, this random game developer that made Minecraft outbids Jay-Z and Beyonce on a mansion.
Sir Big Bank in chat says, the Pal World developer says they want to make smaller games, not AAA level. Yeah, just because Microsoft purchases them doesn't mean that they'll be AAA games. I think that Microsoft purchases them. For instance, would you consider, to Spicy's point, would you consider Minecraft a AAA game? No. But it's wildly, wildly successful. And I think that is...
I'm just saying my only...
That there's potential with Pal World there. Maybe Microsoft doesn't want to get in because they're waiting to see what Nintendo does.
Well, I'm just... my only concern is.
And right now, what? While you're frozen on your thought there.
Well, it's because you interrupted me.
No, but you were frozen. No, and right now, maybe it's that right now Pal World and Pal World developers aren't big enough for Nintendo to go after, but a Microsoft or a PlayStation, let's say those two want it, would be big. That's a big enough fish to go after if you're Nintendo. If that's but if you can even
only,
do that.
My only concern is, to my knowledge, Craftopia is still in early access. Now, it's got very positive. I've played it a little bit. I'm not like a Craftopia guru, but I've played it when it came out. It does have good reviews on Steam, which is great. It's still in early access. My only concern is, are they going to put the effort and resources on Pal World? Are they gave their roadmap.
Acquired?
Well, no, they gave their
or
roadmap.
Just overall?
Well, they gave their overall. They gave their roadmap, which there's a lot of cool features coming. Are they coming? That's you all
said,
I want, you know.
Yeah, yeah. But you said to me just a few weeks, Jordan, that, wow, this game can be big because you can see what
yeah,
they could do with the world and missions here. It's like,
yeah, it
we're
can.
Just seeing the foundation of this game now.
Are we going to get
add
now,
onto it?
I'm just, well, like, as Microsoft, when you go in to purchase it, I mean, you're thinking like, okay, they have the foundation. Is it going to be more than just the foundation that they gave us? The game is incredibly fun, and I really like it, and yeah, I hope they continue to develop it. But my only concern is, Craftopia is still in early access.
That's fine. Craftopia ever the number one game on the planet?
Yeah, but I can only evaluate them on what I've seen them do.
Which is create the number one game on the planet.
Yes, yes, I agree. Yes, I think they have. But are they going to continue to develop it? Yes, I know they gave a roadmap, but until things start coming out and we start getting new and more content, I mean, I don't
have
know.
Zero.
This is still a new developer for me.
I have zero doubt. In fact, I'll give you I will give you a mathematical equation. 0 × 1,000, which is zero.
Yes. Basic. Yes.
Divided Thank by you. Zero. Doubts. That's how much doubt I have that this game.
Well, divided by zero. You can't do that, dude. You just can't do that. No, zero dividing by zero.
Zero squared.
Zero squared. Yeah, that's okay. You, okay.
That this game, because of the success, will not only continue to be supported, but will continue to be supported in a big way. Even if the company is doing other games, this is the priority. This is your baby.
And to be honest, I hope so. I hope eventually maybe we get expansions of new islands, new pals.
If it's not, it's the dumbest move in the world of all time.
Well, is it really? You made $1 million.
$1 million
is nothing. That's like what their servers cost. No,
you made $1 billion.
Yeah.
$1 billion. Use the wrong letter.
Sorry, $1 billion. You made $1 billion. I mean, is it really?
Yeah. Austin Power Dust. $1 million.
Yeah. No, they made a lot of money. But here's the thing, David. Do you think Microsoft, because I think part of this discussion
is all hypothetical.
Hypothetical,
for
will
sure.
They want to purchase? Right now, if they go into purchase, they're buying high. Usually they'll wait till there's like controversy and the 5 years of terrible things happening at a company before they sweep in and take them.
Yeah, but
from my experience.
Yeah, but this could also
they haven't had a good controversy yet.
This could also be the low. I mean, this could still be getting Minecraft early, for instance, or a Fortnite if you're Epic or you know.
Jordan does have a point. We just don't know. They're a new developer.
Not saying they're a bad developer. Craftopia has done well. I just don't know their.
Here's why.
It's like when McDonald's comes out with a new item. You don't know.
Yeah,
you
but gotta, here you know, is, you gotta, here like, is ah, why you know. Here is why your point doesn't make any sense. Because if you are Microsoft and you buy the company, you now dictate to the company. You own them. You say Pal World is your priority. Here's what we want. So it's not like I don't know what they do. They may choose not to if Microsoft acquires them. No, Microsoft acquires them to have them continue to develop Pal World.
But
like you don't buy Mojang, you don't buy Minecraft to say, you know what,
look,
go work on this other game.
Microsoft has had some swing and misses too lately, so I don't know, you know, I'm still conflicted if they buy them.
Well, and this is a developer that you do not want tainted by current trends.
No, it's true. It's
no, like yeah.
The game is great because they
don't care. I mean, to be fair, they did.
Like, they just wanted to make something fun.
To be fair, they were heavily influenced by popular trends.
okay. By the most popular yeah, trend
that's not from Zelda and Pokemon yeah. and
that's not what I meant.
Yeah.
I meant like they did their own thing. They wanted to make something fun that they liked, and that's what they did.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's in the big space, the big players.
I'm gonna say
I don't think that's as common.
Oh,
is
yeah,
to take
yeah,
the risks and go,
yeah, but
let's shoot animals.
Having said that, Xbox is notorious for...
like the last game that I could shoot animals was Red Dead. Like, yeah, they just... You that's shoot true. The birds and they... bullets phase right through them.
Technically, these lovable animals don't technically die. They're just knocked out.
And then you can roll them off a cliff.
But when you pull out,
if it's true.
When you pull out that double barrel shotgun, it's violent.
You can give guns to these cute, lovable animals, and they're ruthless.
Like that would not. A lot of mainstream developers would never consider that.
Yeah, it's true. That's good. Oh, that's a good point. But also, Xbox is notorious. Microsoft is notorious for letting these studios do what they want to both their success and to their detriment sometimes.
Yes, I think sometimes Microsoft needs... I mean, I'm not saying you need to micromanage them, but you should have, like, the house rules on the door. Like, what, you know what I mean? House
rules. Like in a swimming pool? Yeah. No running?
Yeah, I mean, I think...
No lifeguard on duty, but still don't run.
Yeah. Well, no, because, I mean, you know.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. I think everybody kind of knows. When you know, you know. You know.
When you know, you know.
That one game with vampires, I don't even remember the name
of it. Redfall.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Halo had certain issues that could have been avoided.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what I'm really excited for, though?
Final Fantasy Online, I'm very excited for it.
Yes, speaking of Pal World, though, Nintendo announced the new Pokemon game. Pokemon Legends ZA.
Yeah, how does it look? I've not seen
anything. We haven't seen anything, it's not coming out till next year.
I'm curious if they, like, adjust and make some...
They have guns now?
Yeah, Pokemon
would never do that. Yeah. No, but what they could do, and what I'm interested to see what they're doing, because we know very little details. Like, it takes place in one city this time around. It sounds like you're going to be developing this city. It's a city from one of the old Pokemon games, but... What I think you could do is I think it would be fun to have some type of like in Pokemon you have item like potions. What if you had Pokemon that you can catch that you can then take to a place and they can help you make potions? You know, maybe not necessarily a crafting system, or I don't know, maybe throw in a crafting system. I don't know. I'm just, they haven't shown any gameplay and we know very little about the new game, but we do know that they're at least taking their time with it.
What?
And you know,
here's the thing. If I was Pokemon, and they're obviously, these developers are much more smart and talented and know what they're talking about. But for me as a consumer, what appeals to me about Pal World and why I can jump in and rip off 4 hours with my kids and enjoy it and be sucked in is because they say, you know what? We don't need a story. I don't need this linear story progression where you're tromping through tall grass and you get beep, 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 time to fight this Pokemon. No. It's just open world that you walk around in, and you see all of the pals in real time, and then you can fight them and do whatever you want with them whenever you want. That they focused on the fun mechanics over and did not try to overlay some lame story.
Oh, hey.
That forced me into it.
Black and White was a good story.
Yeah, but
just wait till you play Helldivers.
Okay,
now that's a story.
Look, I know. Like, I know.
Just the trailer.
There is story. Hey, some of the Pokemon stories are good, but I think.
But don't you think that that's a strength of Pal World? Just instant, like there's
think,
no. In other words,
I think the
I'm
strength of
that
Pal World is you can literally do whatever you want.
Yeah, I'm not. That's exactly my point. I'm not saying that the story is bad in Pokemon. I'm saying the story.
Well, some of them are.
The story cock blocks you from doing what you really want to
like
do,
and
that's
block?
Catch. Yeah, and that's catch Pokemon. Like, it acts as this barrier that you've got to go through. I can go to any gym in Pal World at any time that I want, even if I'm going to get completely crushed. Pokemon, well, you can't do that in Pokemon. Like, the story acts as a wall between you and what is fun, and that is catching and collecting Pokemon.
No, I get that. And if you go back to Scarlet and Violet, which are the latest ones, they kind of adjusted that in a way. So you still have to go through like your initial tutorial stuff and get your Pokemon and all that stuff, blah, 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 which yes, can be slow and kind of annoying when you just want to get into it. But from that point, you basically just have objectives and you can kind of do those objectives, whether that be the gyms, I forget the name of them, but they're like the Team Rocket faction or catch, but like you can kind of do it in whatever order. I mean, That being said, there was a plethora of other issues with Scarlet and Violet. Scarlet and Violet. But, I mean, I don't know. I'm very interested. Because, you know, unless you're stupid, you know Nintendo said, okay, look at how successful POW World was. A new IP. Like, you got to understand, like, POW World is completely out of nowhere.
Oh, yeah.
Pokemon has at least a foundation behind it, which is why they sell so well.
Yeah, no, it's true.
You got to think they're looking at POW, and I just to be clear, Pokemon will never let you have guns. They will never let you do that. That is not their game.
Does Pokemon let you have saddles?
You can ride some of the Pokemon.
Okay,
but it can be done better. I think POW riding is better than in Pokemon right now.
Oh, because definitely.
Of what some of these pals do, how they go fast, well, how they slam, how some glide, some fly.
I got a
how it's
dragon.
Not just one pal that you can do that with.
Yeah, whereas I Pokemon, was using Nightwing to traverse the world. Most people do use a Nightwing or some sort of bird type of pal. Nightwing sucks. Nightwing is good.
He's your beginner.
Nightwing is good for long distance travel, slow and steady. But I got this dragon pal.
When she runs, too.
That is, it has the power of Swift as its ability. And holy crap, I am traversing the world. The problem is where you need a Nightwing is crossing the ocean. And that's just it. You can use, and I have moth. I use my POW, my King Paka, because it gives me plus 100 weight on my carry, mm-hmm. which is absolutely huge. So I keep him in my group, level him up. I then use Wixen. No, not Wixen. I got a new one that is totally like, remember the space Pokemon? What are the, like, they're like floating and it looks like a cat kind of.
I don't know what you're talking
Anyways,
about.
That's the pal I got. It's like in the OG Pokemon movie.
No, yeah, but all I'm saying is I hope Pokemon at least looks at POW World and says, okay, this is kind of cool. What can we do with this? How can we make it to where you can just throw, because I'd love it if I could throw all my Pokemon out at like my little home ranch and they're just hanging out, having fun.
Yeah.
You know, one of the coolest features in Pokemon is when your Pikachu followed you.
Yeah. Yeah, and you have like amulets that you can wear that different POWs will follow you and fight whenever you fight. Stuff like that.
Now, I know there's probably like some diehard Pokemon fans that'll disagree with me, but I don't mind a game trying something new, you know?
Yeah.
Throw in a crafting system, see what happens, you know?
Yeah, the crafting system is pretty fun.
But no, I'm
one day Spicy I'm curious. One day Spicy will play this game and he'll get lost. We'll not see him for hours.
I'm curious.
I will. I just
It's probably when it comes multiplayer servers for us.
Well, yeah when I'm going to play is when it comes out of preview.
Yeah.
When it's finished. I don't like preview games.
You played Valheim, though.
I feel like preview games are just live service games now.
And that's my point. I played Valheim, and I get to the final biome, and then it's nothing. It just, every
That's the end of the game. It's done. That's the end of the game. It's just, it's done.
No, you know? No, no, it's not. It's you done. Go through boss, and you get
But it's just like waiting for DLC.
No, it's
yeah,
not.
Yeah, I think
a different feeling.
The game preview
there
is just the new live service.
There is closure in all other games. Preview games... It just fizzles out. Grounded, when I played that, there's a robot here.
No, Grounded was very...
Fizzles out.
Grounded was very preview, like 5 hours.
No, every... And what was that vampire game?
Oh, that one was good. V-Rising.
Fizzled out.
I call it V-Rising.
All these games that are preview, especially survival previews...
I actually think we still have the server for
V-Rising. Yeah, but how many hours did you...
Are we still paying for that?
Yeah, it's like $4.
Well, we got the SSD server.
Yeah, we did. We upgraded, so it's $5.
For what?
We have a V-Rising server, and I think we're still paying for it, so it's still up.
I never played that game. It was good, though, huh?
Yeah.
No, but that's
all the games we play are generally
my
good.
Problem with preview games is there's no closure, and they all fizzle out. And I'm the I get it when if you're okay with that, that's fine. But I need to finish a game and move on.
You need the closure.
And
you're a closure man.
Preview games, I mean, even...
Just got to shift your mindset. It's just DLC.
I just don't like it.
I'm waiting for the next expansion.
And then I never go back.
But the thing, okay.
The Clockwork Orange game. What game was that? I can't remember. It's very...
We Happy Few.
I played that in preview.
Yeah.
I hear the game's amazing. But at the time, it was a shell of a game, and they released it.
Yeah.
And I played it then.
Here's the thing,
though.
I think
that was like one of the first game preview games.
Because in POW
games.
In POW World, it is just this open world collect POWs.
I'll get to the end of that and go, what did I just do with the 3 months of my life?
You collected all the pals.
Well, I mean, you can say that about Minecraft too, though.
It literally, Pal World, where it's at right now, is
when
Minecraft.
I played it, I know it's different, but when I played it, we had an Ender Dragon and I killed it. And I was like, yes.
Well, this one has the 6 towers and the boss.
By the way, I think our Minecraft world is on my.
Oh, by the way, I logged into our Minecraft realm. Whew. There's some good stuff now. I was actually thinking about doing like a
new Minecraft realm?
The Minecraft realm that we currently have. There's some good stuff in there. I was like, I think I know where it's at. I think I might want to do like a stream and just tour all the new. There's a roller coaster. There's a roller coaster. Oh, yeah, right at the front.
I never jumped into our new
Minecraft. It's actually really
realm.
Awesome seeing all the signs of everybody from the starter zone, because there's tons of signs now of everybody that's joined in.
Oh. Well, my castle's right next to there. Did you go to my like sand castle?
No, it's still there. My house is still there.
Is ours like, you know how they have homes from like 100 years ago that are like,
yeah, they're like, they ours are the 70s houses. Yeah.
Yeah. Ours is, you know, historically protected.
There's a big Ferris wheel on the ocean.
I would stream Minecraft every morning on Mixer and get like 50 children into our Discord server.
We initiated on our Discord server. We initiated a double opt-in because of you streaming Minecraft.
Because of children.
Yeah.
That's funny. Oh, those are fun times. Final Fantasy, the next couple games. First of all, March, big hitter month for sports fans. You got MLB The Show coming to Game Pass. You got NBA. This was a surprise drop. NBA 2K24 coming to Game Pass. Spicy and Jordan, do you want to know what game I think we should purchase and play together for the first time ever?
FIFA?
And record the gameplay? No. WWE 2K24.
Oh, yeah. Wrestling?
And do like a whole series that we go through. Spicy could be the heel. I'll be the hero.
Yeah,
Jordan could be the manager jumps into the ring.
Yeah,
just starts
like what
going
is it?
Off
is it McMahon?
It's getting fantastic reviews, and I've been toying with it. I almost bought it a few times.
That would be funny.
A few times, it would be cool. Check out this though. Spicy just pulled it up. This is being given away. You cannot buy this for the launch of Final Fantasy.
Yeah, why
this
can't you is, buy it? I would buy it.
This is, I think, the best Series X console that has special edition that they've ever done. Like, this looks so good.
Yeah.
And this, that controller.
How would you describe this, David, for listeners?
I would describe it as gold.
If James Cameron were to make a console, this is what it would be like. We're looking at a special edition. Do you win this? Is it a contest?
Yeah, you win this. It's a contest, yeah. To enter, you can go to Twitter. Just type in Final Fantasy Xbox giveaway, Xbox Series X. It's a blue, like an ice blue Series X coming out of a gold stand with two gold rings floating around it.
It's gorgeous.
And the controller, too, looks... It's Avatar wrapped in gold.
That's
beast. That's a great way to describe it. Absolutely.
So, wait. How do I apply?
I don't know. But if you go to...
Okay.
I saw it on Twitter, and I think it's just like retweeting.
How badass would this be if I won it?
I think it's like retweeting about Final Fantasy.
Oh, I have to retweet? Never mind. Something like that. No, I don't like doing that.
It would be cool if you won it. We would just sit it right here before every show.
Actually, imagine that in the back.
Oh, it looks so... I put lights on this thing.
Yeah.
It looks so good.
So yeah, Final Fantasy...
Final Fantasy Online is coming.
March 21st.
Very much looking forward to jumping into that.
Xbox?
And then, though, the surprise drop of NBA 2K24 is huge, especially when that game is set $70 everywhere. And
then we got a big one.
And then you've got MLB The Show coming Game Pass this month as well. And then what else?
And then you have Dragon's Dogma.
Dragon's Dogma is not on Game Pass.
Not on Game Pass, but I think everybody's excited for it.
Yeah, I was watching gameplay of that yesterday and how
you
it
can
looks
you can go and make your pawns and characters and stuff right now.
Yeah.
I'm going to make you guys as my pawns.
Yeah, I've been seeing
Mark will be a wizard. David will be a barbarian.
It looks like it's got some Dragon Age OG combat where you can pause, tell you guys what to do, and come back in.
Not even close.
It's not what I saw.
No. I think there's some tactical, but it's not original Dragon Age for sure.
I got those vibes when I saw the trailer of it.
Maybe.
Just saying.
The Elden Ring expansion's coming in June, too.
Elden Ring is in June.
That's another big one.
Yeah, but this month is a good month. It's a good time to be a gamer.
Yeah.
Very good time.
Is there anything coming in April?
I don't know.
Besides, Easter's not even in April this year.
Yeah, it's in March. It's in March. March is packed.
Yeah, man.
Wow.
March is slammed.
And it's St. Patty's tomorrow, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Corned beef.
Yeah, I got to go. I got to go back home tonight. And when my kids fall asleep, decorate the house to look like the leprechaun.
Well, you do that.
Yeah, so what we do, check this out. Yeah, so we get
you
little...
Your kids green alcohol as well?
Yeah, yeah. So, no, we get... so, it's we get washable paint and put, like, little... like, you take your finger and put little footprints. So, like, it was like the leprechaun was running. And then we have gold coins scattered everywhere. And then the best one, because my daughter thinks this is hilarious...
What's they're watching you right now?
I hope not.
That would be so great.
My,
well, I worry that, people are like driving in a car listening as a family. Yeah. And you're totally.
I gotta tell you the best part though.
I never knew that
we
get St. Patrick's Day was.
Yeah,
for me, it's corned beef.
Me too.
Yeah.
I would buy like $300 worth of corned beef and put it in the freezer.
The best thing we do though is we get food coloring, and my daughter thinks this is hilarious, and we put it in the toilet, and then it's green. And we'd be like, oh, man, look, the leprechaun even peed in our toilet. He used our bathroom. Yeah, it's great.
Wow.
It's fun. Yeah, it's fun.
You take St. Patty's to the next level. That's
the next level stuff there. Wow, good job.
Yeah.
You're not even Irish.
Yeah.
No.
In Chicago, didn't they used to?
They do the. Don't they still do it? They do the lake.
My people,
or the river.
My people and the Irish people fought together though against the English.
They also fought against each other.
We put that aside on St. Patrick's Day.
We set aside our differences
on St. Patrick's Day.
that's no corned beef is. Why is peasant food so good?
Because it's all you all had. Peasants.
Yeah. Like every country has got peasant food, and it's just like
Oh yeah,
it's so good.
Well, that's because like especially meat. Because meat was so rare back in the day that we've genetically been like, our mouths water with salty beef, you know? Oh. It's because it's, you know, that's how they preserved it.
It was like the worst of the beef that they had to, or the worst of the meat that they had to
use. We have just been, because our family lines are all peasants, right?
Yeah.
So it's just like we crave salted beef. Yeah. We need it because it was so rare back in the day.
All right, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to this week's special Saturday edition. Very much enjoyed hanging out here in on Saturday. We do have, right after this, the Members Lounge. Come and join us on the Members Lounge. If you ever want to see these all are recorded. You can come watch them over on Xbox. We do drop shorts almost daily on this channel from the show, so make sure you check those out. Like those, watch those. That helps us grow as well. And we are going to be dropping clips from the show here coming up shortly too, so stay tuned for that. Have a great week. We'll see you next time, everybody. Bye-bye.